Netflix's cheerstar Jerry Harris to register as a sex offender following child porn prison sentence. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 13, 2022. Netflix's cheerstar and former Joe Biden presidential campaign surrogate Jerry Harris will be required to register as a sex offender, as well as complete a treatment program following his 12-year federal prison sentence resulting from his child pornography case. Once he is released from prison, Harris will be required to participate in a mental health program, take any medication prescribed by the treatment provider, and go through a sex offender treatment program, which might include psychological and physiological testing, according to legal documents obtained by TMZ. In addition to all of that, the former Netflix star will also be forbidden from coming into contact with the minors involved in his case. Jerry Harris, who held an Instagram chat with Joe Biden mere weeks before he became the center of an FBI investigation into sex solicitation, was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison last week as a result of his child pornography case. Moreover, a string of his friends and supporters read statements about the disgraced reality star's character, TMZ reports. The actor was arrested in 2020, after he was accused of soliciting sex from minors and pressuring 14-year-old boys to send him pornographic photos and videos. He was also accused of having an in-person encounter with a minor, whom he solicited oral sex from in a bathroom at a cheerleading event. In February, the former cheer star pled guilty in a deal to one count of receipt of child pornography and another of traveling with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct. Earlier this year, Harris' defense team told Nexstar's WGN that the Jerry was himself exploited, manipulated, and sexually abused as a child within the cheer community in a way that perversely made him believe that this sexual conduct was somehow normal when it was not. The defense team added that the criminal behavior took place in the context of a competitive cheer community where inappropriately sexualizing and sexually abusing children was far too common and too often overlooked. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.